And joining us now from New York, the former Speaker of the House and leader of the Republican takeover of Congress a decade ago, Newt Gingrich. Mr. Speaker, thank you for joining us on Day to Day.
I'm delighted to be with you.
Sir, we hear that the message opening the convention today will be one of moderation. These are GOP moderates speaking, and the message is one of moderation. Is that the proper message?
Well, first of all, this is the most diverse Republican Party, the broadest coalition since Theodore Roosevelt was president. I don't think Republicans should apologize for bringing out, you know, we have the four largest states have Republican governors. Governor Pataki, Governor Schwarzenegger happen to be moderates on things like abortion, but they're fiscal conservatives, they're Republican activists, and I think we should be proud of them.
What is the message? What is the message for this convention?
I think there are three themes. I think they've got to be captured by the president Thursday night. I think they're very straightforward. The first is that the war against terrorism is a necessary war, that Iraq and Afghanistan are necessary, and painful and difficult as it is, we have to persevere to victory. The second theme is that the Democrats have nominated the most left-wing nominee since George McGovern. The gap in values and on policies is very, very wide, and the country needs to look at the record of the Democratic nominee, not just the rhetoric. Third is, if the president gets reelected, here are the five or six big things he'll do. I think they have to include taxes, Social Security, health, economy, that are big things he wants a mandate for, so that if you're voting for him, you're voting for the future. This is not just a referendum in the past. If he succeeds by the end of Thursday night in those three areas, I think he's off to an enormously strong start for the general election.
When you say it's not a referendum on the past, isn't it largely a referendum on the war in Iraq?
I think it's a referendum on the economy. It's a referendum on the war in Iraq. It's a referendum on what kind of policies you want. And I think all those things come together into people reaching a summary judgment. And whenever you have an incumbent, the first summary judgment has to be, do you want to keep him or not? Because if you want to keep him, it doesn't matter who the other nominee is. The second judgment, if you don't want to keep him, is okay, is the other guy acceptable as an alternative? Or, even though I don't particularly want to keep this guy, the other guy is worse. And I think you've got to go through that cycle with voters. They've got to hear the dialogue. They've got to make a decision themselves. They've got to have a conversation back home. These conventions are sort of the launching point of the serious conversation for the 20 to 25% of the country that potentially could shift either way.
Let me ask you, over the weekend, the president told the New York Times in an interview that he had made some miscalculations in Iraq. He said part of what happened came about because the war went so quickly, it was what the president called a catastrophic success. The Democrats are already making fun of that. Do you think the president has a clear enough, good enough case in Iraq that people are going to go with him?
Well, I think, first of all, it's healthy for the president to admit that things didn't go the way we thought they would. I think there was a general belief that we could reconstruct Iraqi society and create a free, open, prosperous Iraq much more rapidly than we're able to. I think it's much healthier to have the president say the last 12 months haven't gone right than it would be to have him sitting there telling you he wanted 12 months of conflict. I mean, you know, he loses either way. If he's totally honest and candid, people say, gee, you shouldn't admit you're ever wrong. If he isn't totally honest and candid, people are going to say, are you out of touch with reality? So the fact is we followed there was a strategic mistake made in June of last year. We should have moved to an Iraqi interim government last June, not this year. I'm delighted we've finally done it. It's already starting to pay dividends. And I think in the end, we're going to look back and say this was the right direction and the right thing to do. But I can't argue that it happened perfectly.
Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich in New York at the Republican Convention. Thanks for joining us on Day to Day, Mr. Speaker.
Delighted to be with you.